Literature is not supposed to be comfortable. The purpose of art is not to reassure and confirm our preconceived notions. That is the purpose of propaganda. Don't get me wrong, the experience of a formula novel, be it a mystery, a romance, adventure, or sci-fi, that is a nice escape from humdrum life and expectations following a pattern that is comfortable and predictable, can be a wonderful and welcome experience. What I'm talking about is the power of literature to provoke. More than holding a mirror up to our own lives, literature should hold a telescope up to the lives of those different from us, allowing us to see far-off universes swirling around us in the world we live in. Somerset Maugham's Liza of Lambeth is an excellent example. Published in the 1890s and based upon Maugham's time delivering babies in the Lambeth district by London, though incredibly tame by modern standards, it was shocking for its hyper-realistic depiction of working-class life, domestic violence, and adultery. But what it did was make real the parallel and almost invisible lives led by London's working class. Baldwin's Go Tell It on the Mountain was equally startling, taking white America inside Harlem, not through a jazz club, but rather a storefront church and a family struggling to cope with day-to-day existence while a young man comes of age. It portrays an American experience that is in many ways not flattering to and at times directly offensive to an established narrative by white society. If art is supposed to hold a mirror up to life, that mirror is not always flattering. And part of the role of art and literature is to show us how others see us, not only as people, but as part of social groups. It can be shocking to discover that people do not like you. It can be painful to have it confirmed that the world consists of things that are not as we wish them, that people do not fall in love with the people we think they ought to, and they use language we don't approve of and believe things that we think no sensible person could imagine possible. But to shut out these ideas because they make us uncomfortable does not make them disappear. By learning about them from art and books, we have an opportunity to begin to develop an understanding of our world that hopefully will allow greater empathy and humanity when confronted with real life in the manifestation of these unsettling suspicions. The purpose of an education is not to provide answers, but rather to develop a rubric to allow us to better frame questions. Unfortunately, living as we do, with a buffet of content available to us at all times, like Emperor Hadrian, we can build fortifications designed to keep the barbarians at bay. Even worse, we can fortify these walls and launch offensive campaigns to shout down voices we don't like. Now more than ever, through blogging, Twitter, Facebook, and a host of other interactive outlets, we have the power to make our voices heard. But I wonder, while we are so busy making our own voices heard, if we ever take the time to hear anyone else's voice, no matter how small, faint, or unsettling.